This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Hospitalizations in Colorado for both flu and RSV, a respiratory virus that infects the nose, throat, and lungs, are on the rise. That's according to the state's weekly respiratory virus report. Infants and older adults are more likely to develop severe RSV and need to be hospitalized. Dr. Kevin Messicar is with Children's Hospital Colorado. He says when it comes to RSV, people have ways to stay healthy.
Pregnant mothers and the elderly can get vaccinated. And then in infants that the moms didn't get vaccinated, we have a new monoclonal antibody that can protect them through that first season.
Messicar says he recommends, for best protection, folks get vaccinated. That includes for flu, COVID-19, routine childhood vaccines, and whooping cough. The Congressional Task Force that investigated the attempted assassination of Donald Trump says that the culture at the Secret Service needs to change. Colorado's U.S. Representative Jason Crow was the ranking Democrat on the task force. He says lower-level agents need to speak up when they see issues without fear of retaliation.
You need to empower everybody at every level to speak up and to change the plan if necessary. And that just didn't happen. And I think that can happen quickly, and it doesn't actually cost taxpayers anything extra.
The task force issued some 36 recommendations to improve security after reviewing failures by the Secret Service to protect Trump. If you saw mysterious drones flying over Weld County this afternoon, don't panic. Today, the Weld County Sheriff's Office drone team was performing training exercises. The Sheriff's Office announced the training Monday morning to, quote, clarify that there is no danger to the community. A mostly sunny afternoon across the Front Range. Tonight, temperatures in Denver and Colorado Springs will be below freezing. You're listening to CPR News. Have a great afternoon.